And now we return to the thrilling adventure serial, The Fourth Tower of Inverness. As we look in on the old Victorian mansion of Inverness, we see Meeny Eeny and Chief Wampum sitting out on the bank by the fish pond, twirling their toes in the water and discussing the weather.
Tell me, Chief Wampum, have you ever tried directing a hailstorm with your fingertips?
Oh, you mean like the great yoga Mirarepa? No, but a good friend of mine, a splendid yogi, could direct lightning bolts with his fingers.
Oh.
Yes, he could give someone, how you say, hot pants, eh? He was a real devil, you see.
Did you ever try walking on water?
Oh, no, not really. That takes special feats, you see. I've tried only in the bathtub.
How did you do?
No good. It is very practical after bathing to stand upon the water as it descends into the hole, you see.
You mean because of the scum?
Yes, because of the scum, you see. The water descends, the scum clings to the hairs on my ankles, you see. So in this way, I am able to, be above it.
Tell me, Chief, what do you think of the progress of our young man, Jack Flanders?
All wisdom can be stated in two lines. What is done for you, allow it to be done. What you must do yourself, make sure you do it.
I were younger and more agile, I too would be there by his side, sword in hand, whacking off the heads of demons and ogres galore.
Oh, yes. Yes, I think you would be a good match for them.
Oh, what do you mean by that, Chief?
Well, I mean that you are afraid of nothing.
Actually, I'm not even afraid of that. When I was a little girl, I was a real runt. Mm. You know what that is, Chief?
Very small.
Yeah, and because I was a runt, the mean kids used to pick on me, and pick on me, pick on me, pick on me. But while they picked on me, I was learning patience and one-pointedness of mind.
Teachers come in many disguises.
That's so true. When I was ready, I took them all on and I laid them all out. Nigel, come here. Whomp! Sammy! Yeah! Butch! Billy! Whomp! Hey, kaboom! Yeah, that taught him a thing or two.
Oh, Meeny, it is not healthy to radish such thought, you know.
Oh, I was a real toughie.
Yes, a real toughie.
Whenever anyone called me a runt, I just fixed my eyes on them. And the next thing they knew, I'd be standing on their chest, smiling down at them.
Oh, I see how you received your name, yes, no?
Yes. But finally I gave it up and became a woman.
Yes, a woman.
Oh, it was when I first met Frederick.
Frederick.
I was sweet 16.
yes.
You see, he was a kind of a runt, too.
Oh, I see.
I was tired of feeding up people, and it was good to meet someone my own size.
I see.
Oh, we fell in love, Frederick and me.
Yes.
Our favorite dance was the tango.
Tango, yes.
Ta-dun-tun-tun. We would dance all night. Ta-dun-tun-tun.
Yes, all night, yes.
The two of us whirling across the ballroom floor. Ta-dun-tun-tun.
Yes.
Everyone else would stop. The floor would soon become empty as they all stood back amazed. Never before seen such a tango as performed by two teenage runts.
Runts,
oh,
yes.
He really cut up the floor. La Cucaracha was my favorite. La Cucaracha, La Cucaracha. Da-dun-dun-dun. It means little cockroach. Da-dun-dun-dun. Da-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Oh, here's little Frida. Hello, little Frida. Da-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Chief Wampum.
Namaste.
Oh, Meeny Eeny.
Yes?
There's something I've been wanting to ask you.
Would you care to tango?
Can I lead?
So I lead.
Oh, all right.
Shall we dance?
Dun-dun. I want to know about the dragon.
Oh, the dragon. Oh, let me borrow your cigar. I'm needing.
Well, you could have just asked for it, you know.
This is very, very good. I can see what that Castro has there.
Meanie Eenie, we saw the tracks from your 5-speed Italian pedal master going into the cave.
Oh, that! I was curious. Watch this dip!
Fantastic. Well, by the way it looked, it seemed that the dragon came out while you were still in the cave.
Yep, it did.
You aren't friends with it or something, are you?
Nope. But you see, when I went into the cave, I heard it grumbling and snorting, and coming out. I figured I couldn't turn around and get out in time, so I veered to the right and hid in one of the side passages. Yep, it went right by.
When did you come out then?
After it had gone back in.
Where do you think that dragon came from?
From someone here.
I know its eyes are familiar, but what you mean is that it's a part of someone here?
Yep, I'm afraid so. You're a lovely partner.
Who is it?
Well, I don't like pointing fingers, but guess what?
Talking about is a process whereby all of the polarities, the generation gaps, the color gaps, the nationalistic gaps, the religious gaps, all of the we-thems fall away inside you. And once they fall away inside you, you send out a set of vibrations where then you make contact with that in every other person where those things don't exist. If you are pure enough in your light, you become light. You are a carrier of the light. And when you do that, then everybody around you starts to touch home plate through you. And then they start to open, and that's just a process. You just walk through a scene, and you just leave behind you that kind of vibration. But you can't do it, you just gotta be it. You don't say, I think I'll walk through this scene and leave good vibrations behind. That's power. See, and there's a lot of that around us at this moment, and in us. A lot of impurity about power. Because most of us are touching energy sources we've never dreamed of before. And we are getting into the model of doing good. And you gotta watch it. Because doing good implies the existence of evil. And you can only do good when you see that good and evil are one. That's a big demand. Because the good and evil polarity is one of the last ones to go.
As we look in on the old Victorian mansion of Inverness, we notice the absence of Jack Flanders, nephew to Lady Jowls. As you must know by now, Jack has twice entered the mysterious Fourth Tower, the tower that does not exist except in the minds of a chosen few. The late Sir Henry Jowls is rumored to have disappeared within that same tower some 15 years ago. In fact, according to the yellowed pages of some old documents, 8 people over the past 200 years have ventured into that strange tower and were never again seen. Jack Flanders is the 9th person to attempt such a risky venture. So far, he has entered the tower twice and returned once. So it's not surprising that we should hear the familiar voice of Lady Jowls robustly inquiring,
"Where's Jack? Has anyone seen that nephew of mine?"
Not I.
Well, I do hope he fares better than the others.
You mean the others that went into the tower and didn't come back?
Yes, little Frida. I'm afraid we expected miracles from that young man, and now he too may have been swallowed up within that accursed tower.
Ah, Phoey!
Now, Meanie Eenie. We should have more respect for those brave warriors that have attempted what may be the impossible.
Ah, hogwash! What may be the impossible? Baloney!
Cheer up, Lady Giles. I'm certain we'll hear from Jack soon.
I only wish I had as much faith as you, my dear. I sometimes wonder if it really has been worth it.
Do you think there was a choice?
I don't know. Sometimes it's all so clear, and other times it's moving blindly as though by habit. I sometimes almost regret we had ever started.
As though there was a choice?
Oh, little Frida, your honesty is merciless. But I suppose we should have been able to...
Andy!
What? What was that?
Andy!
Why, it's Jack! It's Jack! But where?
Over
Andy.
There! Over there! On the other side of the garden!
Where? Oh! Oh, my goodness, he looks terrible. Jack! Jack! What's happened to you?
I'm all right, Andy. Really, I am.
Oh, Jack, come here. Oh, you look terrible, absolutely terrible. What have they done to you?
Well, I've had some rough adventures.
Apparently.
You all right, Jack?
Yes. A little tired, but I'm fine.
Oh, you poor dear, your clothes are in shreds. Why, you look as though you've been crawling across the Gobi Desert on your belly.
There were a few close moments. I've got to ask you something, Auntie.
Yes?
Have you seen the Madonna Vampira?
I don't know her. You have such a strange expression on your face. Why, Jack? What has she done this time?
Well, I went to a land called the Land of the Lotus Jukebox.
Oh?
And the city was empty. But inside a palace, stretched out, was the Madonna Vampira. She was dead.
How can that be?
I don't understand.
I don't understand either. I just don't know. I'm so tired I can't think anymore.
Oh, please, Jack, please sit down. Yes. Sit down over here.
Here, hold my cigar. I'll massage your neck and shoulders. Oh,
good idea.
Thank you. Oh, that feels good.
Well, Jack, where did you get that pith helmet?
Oh, I found it. It was sitting on a human skull.
Oh, no. Could it have been poor Henry's?
Well, you can see right here the initials. S.H.J.
Sir Henry Giles. So he is gone. Alas, departed.
Well, maybe not.
You mean he may still be alive?
Hey, take it easy, little Frida.
Oh, it's sorry.
Oh, speak up, Jack, speak up. What do you mean?
Well, within that palace in the Lotus Land I spoke of, there was a jukebox.
Oh, yes, yes.
You know of that jukebox?
It is obviously that box that plays that old rock and roll we've been hearing.
Well, that's what I thought at first. But when I placed a nickel in the jukebox, I pushed the button A1 and the music began to play.
Yes?
Then suddenly the deserted streets exploded into life. There were people in the streets, voices, laughing. It was totally alive. And then I saw him, the same as the painting over the fireplace.
Henry!
Large, rugged, weathered, bushy mustache moving through the crowd.
Yes!
I rushed after him, and just as I got to him, the music stopped and the people just faded away. So again, I placed a nickel into the jukebox, pushed A1, and the city sprang to life. And again, just as I reached him, the music stopped.
Oh, that was too bad.
Yes, well, then I realized, had I pushed A2, I might have reached him.
Oh,
what a strange jukebox.
But you did see him.
Yes.
And he is alive, I'm certain. I must tell the others, they'll be so excited. Giles, Giles, my megaphone, hurry quickly.
Little Frida, something very strange.
What is it?
When I mentioned the Lotus Jukebox to Auntie Giles, the way she went, ah, yes, as though she already knew about it.
Hmm.
Very interesting.
Everything that's said feeds into the same place in each of us. And as that place becomes stronger, everything changes. There doesn't have to be any... You don't have to make waves to go through this transformation. The transformation can be done so gently. That's what's called keeping it all together. See? Transformation's done so gently, the metamorphosis occurs so delicately, that you go from living in a reality you think, well, man, this is reality, to thinking, wow, well, let's live this reality. Realizing that you're creating your own realities. But then you get to a place where you see that there is a rate at which you're becoming conscious. And I finally figured out all you can hope for in this lifetime is to have a seat on the 50-yard line, where you could watch it all go down.
The Fourth Tower is produced by ZBS Media.